some of the benefits that an employer provides to an employee are not taxable. These are exempt benefits. We're going to go through some of the more common ones, although this is not an exhaustive list of all of the exempt benefits, but these are the ones that you will probably come across most often. Expenses while away on business. So if the employer needs to stay away on business, then there are expenses that the employer can pay for them, things like phone calls home and laundry. The payment limits are up to £5 per night if they stay in the UK, but if they're overseas, then that is £10 per night. And the payments can be averaged for a single trip. So if the employee incurs £13 of expenses over a 3-night trip, then the 3 times 5 is 15, so the whole amount of the £13 is exempt. The second one is loans. We'll look a bit more at loans in a future module. But if the loan is less than £10,000, then it's typically an exempt benefit for an employee. The provision of a mobile phone for business. So an employee can be provided a mobile phone tax-free. It used to be that this couldn't be a smartphone, but that changed in recent years. So it can be a smartphone. It can be a tablet or computer. But if they're provided a mobile phone, then that can be an exempt benefit. Long service awards. There's a value on this. It's up to £50 for each year of service, and as long as the service is at least 20 years, but the reward can't be in cash. Eye test for VDU. So if an employee uses a computer, then the cost of the eye test and any glasses they need for computer work is an exempt benefit. Parking spaces. So if you provide a parking space at or near your work, then this is exempt either for cars, bikes, or motorcycles. If your employer provides a creche or a workplace nursery, and that can be either in the workplace or it can be in other premises, as long as the employer manages and finances that. Sports facilities probably more prevalent in time gone by, but an employer can provide sport and recreation facilities provided it's available to all staff. But not the public at large. And if that's provided, then that's a an exempt benefit. It can be extended to retired employees or employees who have left and their families. The annual party. So if an employer has an annual party, usually a Christmas party, up to £150 per attendee per tax year is exempt. However, the caveat there is if it's over £150 per head, then none of it is exempt. An employee can go to a couple of these events, so an employer doesn't have to have one a year, they can have a few a year, but as long as the total cost is below £150, then it can be exempt. Again, something that's probably not provided as much now as it once was, but a staff canteen. So if your employer provides a staff canteen that's maybe subsidised, then that's an exempt benefit as long as it's provided to all staff. And finally, trivial benefits. So trivial benefits are benefits that have a cost of less than £50, to the employer, and as long as they're not in recognition of work that you've done, then they're exempt. So these are things like if your employer provides a birthday gift that's less than £50, then that's a trivial benefit and wouldn't be taxable. As I said, these are some of the more common exempt benefits, but they are not all of the exempt benefits, and we might come across a few more as we go through this unit and each unit to follow.